帝造的万物里面，万有里面，其实他们也有一个我。
So there is also a self in all the creation.
因为跟他被创造的那个原理有关系的。
It has got to do with the principle of creation.
那这个鱼呢？鱼跟自己说：“我要实现自我。”
So if the fish tells itself that I want to actualize myself.
他想的很周到哈。
And it's a very wonderful thinking.
不是很夸张。
It's not very exaggerated.
所以我在鱼里面游就好了哈。
It's fine as long as I swim in the water.
他不用去陆地走，然后要证明实现自我啊。
It doesn't need to walk on land to prove itself.
那个鸟呢？它很有自知之明，它知道我在空中飞就好，不用进到水里面。
And the birds, it has very great self-awareness. It knows that it can just fly in the sky, doesn't have to enter into the water.
但是人呢？他一直要实现自我的时候，他没有发现，没有认识自己是谁。
But as humans, we pursue self-actualization.We didn't realize who we are.
你要 self-actualize, 对不对？你要先知道我是什么，我是谁。
In order to actualize yourself, you need to first know who you are.
其实你知道，当人他离开造他的上帝的时候
，When humans depart from the God who created,
他成为最可怜的样子。
He is in the most pitiful state.
好像他什么都能，什么都会想。
It's as if he can do a lot of things and he can think about a lot.
他什么都要。
And he wants many things.
但是他不知道自己是谁。
But he doesn't know who he is.
他失去上帝的时候，他同时他失去自己。
The moment he lost God, he also loses himself.
不知道我是谁，所以我看到别人有那个，我也要。
He doesn't know who he is, so when he see other people having something, he also desires.
别人那个成功那个好，我也要。
The success of others, I also want.
所以他成为很可怜的人。
So he become a very pitiful man.
所以鱼跟鸟比他幸福。
So even the fishes and the birds are more blissful than him.
这个猴子吃香蕉就很开心，他不能开心。
The monkeys they get very happy after eating bananas. Humans
cannot. 开着车，开着车子，坐着飞机不能开心。
Humans are not happy even when they drive the cars and take the plane.
因为他的一个欲望一直不能实现，但是那个欲望是不能实现的。
He cannot fulfill his desires, which is unattainable.
因为他离开上帝了，他失去自己了。
So the moment he departed from God, he also lost himself.
上帝看到人的迷茫，人的可怜。
And so God see how lost man is.
上帝知道人无论怎样找，怎样要实现这，他实现不了的。
And God knows that no matter how man searches and how man wants to actualize himself,
他越要实现自己，他会伤害自己，伤害旁边的人。
The more he wants to self-actualize, the more he will hurt himself and others.
所以上帝要拯救人。
And so God wants to save.
所以他拯救人的样子就是他自己成为人的样子来到地上。
And so God took the human form. He came on earth in order to save man.
圣经说道成肉身，上帝成为披戴人性人的样子来到地上。
So the Word became flesh. God took on human form to came to live on earth.
那他来到地上做什么呢
？And he came to earth for what purpose?
他给人看人真正的样子是什么
？He reveals to humans what is the true self of humans.
那人看到他的时候很惊讶。
So when humans see God in human form, they are very amazed.
并不是他有三只眼睛，两个鼻子，不是。
It's not that he has three eyes or two noses.
也不是人拜的哦，这个神很多手，不是。他跟人你我一样。
It's not that he has many hands, but he's just like you and I.
他有人的性情。
He has the human temperament.
但是呢，人发现，他跟我们的欲望是不一样的。
But humans discover that he has different desires from us.
这个世界每一个人都要争取自己要的，我要什么？我要实现自己。
Everyone in the world, we fight for what we want.
我要有钱，我要成功，我要那个，我要像那个人一样。
I want to be wealthy. I want to be successful. I want to be like that someone.
但是只有他，这位道成肉身的神。
But only the God who became human.
他是完全的听从上帝。
He completely obeyed God.
完全的听从那个自由拥有的那个父神。
He completely listened to the everlasting Father.
然后呢，他完全的爱人。
And he completely loves humans.
到什么地步，他舍去自己的为人舍去自己。
To the extent that he can sacrifice his life for humans.
丢弃自己的生命来拯救他们。
He can sacrifice his life to save humans.
就是上帝来到人间，没有一个人能够做这个东西。
So God came to earth. No one else can do this.
然后他讲一个最重要的话。
And he said this very the most important thing.
凡要得着生命的会丧掉生命。
Whoever wants to have life will lose life.
也凡丧掉生命的会救活自己的生命。
But whoever lose life will save his own life.
然后他讲这句话之后呢，他上的十字架。
And after saying this, he went to the cross.
为那个离开神的罪人死。
And he died for the sinners.